Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight he comes to us as the anointed voice that is heard around the world, the inimitable, the one and only, Elder Donnie McClurkin. Receive him.
Away. Oh, God.
anymore. If I ever sang again, it would be in base register, because the system hinders me, prohibits me from using any type of range. They told me that I would never sing like I used to sing again, and that I wouldn't be able to preach again. Now, when they told me I couldn't sing again, they should have stopped there, because I got real sad. But when they stepped over the boundary and let me hear the voice of Satan and his plan and purpose telling me that I could never preach again, then they made me mad. And the one thing you don't want to do is get a Christian mad. Because it shows, I'm telling you, you get us mad, the first thing we do is talk. And that's the worst position to find us in. But just because the devil said I couldn't do it, you got to make him eat his words. You got to make him eat his words. Just because the devil said I couldn't do it, woo, it feels good to do this thing. I do it just to laugh in his face now. You should have killed me when you had the chance. But it's too late now. Because I know who I am, and I know the power that's inside. For greater is he that is in me. So live if he loved me.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. God's plan. So thankful God blessed us together once again. We have that as a privilege and even a blessing to be among you. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that song selection and / testimony. We can testify that God is good. He's a miracle worker and he's a way maker, not only that, he's a savior. He continually saves us, our souls, and gives us a way to salvation. So we thank God for that. Morning to Matthew, the 12th chapter, of Matthew's. Here we have Jesus and his disciples. Jesus defends his disciples for plucking corn on the Sabbath. You know, we as Christians, we're fought all times by things that we do that people feel that is unlawful, rather than them looking for salvation, but they continually try to put us on trial. But we thank God, but we have a defender. We have a defender. God bless you. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God in heaven, come, Lord, to say thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for another chance that you allowed us to come to count together. We get it as a privilege, even a blessing. Father, consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day in your word. Father, make your word clarity. Make it clear, oh, Father God, that someone may receive, hallelujah, a message in your word. Thank you for this opportunity that you allowed us to gather together. Oh, we're so thankful for this moment. We never count you for granted or take you for granted, Father, but we thank you for last night lying down. We thank you for the early morning arising. Thank you for a new day, a new start, a restoration to be restored in you. We tell you thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, bless whom you will, set free whom you will. Your understanding to whom you will, Father, have your way in our service this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you for it all. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Matthew's the 12th chapter. And verse 1 reads, at that time Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were an hunger, and blessed, and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, Jesus did, have ye not read what David did when he was an hunger, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priest. The question was asked there. Being in the cornfield, the disciples began to pluck the corn, pluck the ears of the corn. The law of God allows it. Deuteronomy 23 and 25. Praise the Lord, it says. Praise the Lord. When the corn, when thou comest into the standing corn of thy neighbor, then thou mayest pluck the ears with thine hand, but thou shalt not move a sickle upon thy neighbor's corn. That's Deuteronomy 23 and 25, you see. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, this was slender provision for Christ and his disciples. But they were content with it. The Pharisees did not quarrel with them for taking another man's corn, but for doing it on the Sabbath day. Christ came to free his followers, not only from the corruption of the Pharisees, but from the unscriptural rules and justified what they did. Oftentimes people look at Christians and they put us on a real strict, real strict path, and they make as though we have to be perfect. Now, we truly must strive to perfection, but you get lost in that, looking at others so much till you make it so hard for somebody to try to come in and say, I want to walk this walk. I want to be saved. I want to confess with my mouth, and I want to believe in my heart. I want to accept Christ for my Savior. But others, the naysayer, the standby, the one that's not trying to do anything, hallelujah, want to put you upon trial each and every day. That seemed like the spirit of the Pharisees is still hanging around, pointing the finger to see, calling that is wrong and calling it right, and that thing is right, trying to prove it to be wrong. But when he said unto them, have ye not read what David did when he wasn't hungry, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests, like they was concerned. Verse 5, have ye not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and blameless? Another question was asked by Jesus. But I say unto you, this is also Jesus talking as well, that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if ye have known what this means, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye will not have condemned the guiltiness. Oh, hallelujah. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. Hallelujah. See, the man was not made for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath made for man. And when he was departed thence, he went into the synagogue, and behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? He said unto them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then said he to the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. See, Christ came to make us whole. And what the adversary does, he's trying to take a little of the truth and a little of a lie and try to mix it together. See, what the truth does, it would cause your ear to listen. And if you're not careful, if you don't have the spirit of discernment, if you're not watching and listening for the boss, because we know our master's boss, because we are his sheep. But if we're not careful with our listening, because the adversary knows that faith cometh by hearing the word of God. And since then, the adversary, Satan, he knows the scriptures, and he knows what it takes to pull you in. And when he got you in, if you're not careful by study and meditation, he pulls you in, but after he have you listening, then he starts to mix and twist and turn the thing, and before you know it, you have been deceived. How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherewith is it lawful to do well on the Sabbath? Yes, it's lawful to do well on the Sabbath. Any time you can help mankind in any kind of way, in this way of this world that has become so twisted, so evil, so full of lust of their own flesh and what they want of their own self, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and are sickly among you. Many don't care about what God thinks of what he wants. We try, hallelujah, to live in a way, hallelujah, that they a lot of people don't want to bring God into any matters, any matters, unless they think they're right about something and they want to prove something. Oh, hallelujah. But verse 12 asks you, how much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore, is it lawful to do well? The question was asked. Is it lawful? Yes, it's lawful to do well on the Sabbath. Then he said unto to the man, stretch forth thine hand. Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole like as the other. Then the Pharisees, they went out and they held a council against him and how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from them, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all and charged them that they should not make him known. Praise the Lord. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the street, and bruise me shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that blind and dumb both spake. Insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw, and all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? You see, the Pharisees, they took counsel to find some accusation that Jesus might be condemned to death, aware of this design. And as his time was not come, he retired from that place. Faith does not more exactly answer to faith in water than the character of Christ drawn by the prophet to this temper and conduct as scribed by the evangelist. Let us with cheerful confidence commit our souls to so kind and faithful a friend. Far from breaking, he will strengthen the bruised reed. Far from quenching the smoking flax. or wicked merely out. He will rather blow it up into a flame. Let us lay aside contingency and anger debate. Let us receive one another as Christ received us. And you know, what the adversary's job is, he tried to separate us. He tried to divide us. But what we can do in our own power is come together. And when we see the adversary, is all about division to separate. We need to let that spirit come in, that the devil come in, but to kill, but to destroy, and to divide and to conquer. But Christ comes in to restore, to mend, to reunite us together, regenerate us, not to separate us, but pull us more together. Hallelujah. More together. Be not so caught up in, hallelujah, that when they try to put Christians, hallelujah, always in the judgment seat, but we should be praying, hallelujah, praying, reuniting that God will, hallelujah, reunite and restore, that God will, in the midst of this power that was demonstrated, then was brought unto him one possessed with the devil, blind and dumb. And instead of them rejoicing over what Christ had did, they let the devil get into their hearts. Hallelujah. Instead of them rejoicing, and if we're not careful, instead of us rejoicing of what has taken place, a healing has been done. Hallelujah. But we look past the healing, and we try to see how it was done and try to fight against that. But we should be thankful that one was a blind but now see. One that could not talk now can speak. One that could not hear now can be heard. Hallelujah. Now can be heard. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what I wanted to bring out today. Hallelujah. We have one that will defend us. Hallelujah, long as we walk in the way that we should walk. We have one that will come and help us stand when it gets tough, when persecution comes. We have one name is Jesus. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost comes in and stand with us in the midst of the fire. God bless you. I just wanted to encourage your heart with that. Amen. You open, Reb. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You open, Brother D. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
As always, we're truly glad to be back in the house of the Lord. So glad to have you in person. My brother, I understand work calls and you can't be here every day, but we're truly glad to have you today. And as always,
yeah,
you know how I feel. If it come out to 66, anything that come out to 66, I'm just dumb enough to believe that it is true. And I just thank God for the word. I thank God for how he's able to tell me that the Sabbath day was made for him, not him for the Sabbath. I'm
mm-hmm.
so glad to know that. I'm so glad that God can still heal, and he don't have a specific day to heal on. He don't have a specific time. There was a time where we had specific time to do things, but Jesus came.
Mm-hmm.
I am so glad that Jesus came. And now I can go to him in prayer anytime and anywhere. And he's healing. And I'm so glad that he's still healed. I just thank God this morning for just being alive.
Yes,
well, able to wake up and find my family doing well this morning. I just thank God again for being able to come in and fellowship with my sister and brother this morning to hear another word, knowing that it just makes everything better when you're tuned in with the Lord. When you tune in with the Lord, I don't care how hard your day might be or what problems you may have, it just somehow, it just seems to make them easier. And I wouldn't, could it have anything to do with what he says, I'll bear your burden for you? Yeah, I just wouldn't even have anything to do with that, Rev. I'm just glad to know that I know the man for myself. I thank God. I thank God for you. I ask the Lord to continue to bless you and always continue to keep you and your family in perfect peace. Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. You open, Ray?
Can you hear me, bro? Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
Good morning. That's
how you doing? How you doing? I wanted to come on today and thank God for the Holy Spirit and say, make a public announcement. Can you hear
me? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we're going to, we got a dilemma here, right? And we got to fix it because we don't have opportunity to come on the ministry like we used to. You know, we have the jobs are really mine, and Rev changed some things on his job, and it's going to be hard for us to come on 5 days a week. You know, it's really impossible. You know what I'm talking about? You know, God has really truly blessed me to do what I did that long. You know, because I'm at work, man. This is what this is. I'm in a job. I just, you know, I got to work. You know what I'm saying?
Sir.
You know, so I had to bag up. You know. I want to say this here. We're going to move the ministry, like, in the evening, Monday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Monday and Thursday. And I know if God do something different, we'll change it up again. We probably, but right now, to be able to minister and don't watch this here. Person all the way down, you know, in the ministry like that, you know, we want to help out, you know, be there to help when Rev can't do it. Maybe somebody might have a testimony. It don't have to always be a sermon, you know. It don't have to always be, I got you, nothing. It don't have to always be a formal sermon like we in a church. It could just be prayer, you know. And I think that's what we need anyway. I think we need a whole lot of that prayer, you know, because of the economy is, how the world is doing, and people they're saying things and evil is right now, you know what I'm talking about, and right is wrong. You know, you got to watch how you say and what you say, you know. And then I beg the difference. It behooves me not to say the word of the Lord, you know what I'm talking about. I'd rather have a man mad than God any day, you know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
So I want to come on And right now I believe it's gonna start next week, y'all. You know what I'm talking about? I believe it's gonna have to start next week, start next Monday and Thursday at 5 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Eastern. You know, and we ask you to be in prayer with us, you know. And we open up for help, you know what I'm talking about? We open up for a prayer. You know what I'm talking about? Right now we're working, you know, we can't get on the phone like we used to. You know, when we started this thing out, Brother D, you know, when we started this thing out, we was in the pandemic. We weren't coming out. We was in the house, you know, nobody could move around. So that's why we put it like the 5 days. I think we should have known then that a little more thought to it, that you know, work going to start back up again, and we got to be at our jobs, you know. But, it is what it is, man.
Well, brother, I'm not trying to cut you off, but, I mean, times brings about change sometimes. You know, like you said, you started in the pandemic, and I think the service have done, I won't say good. I think we have done very, very well with what we had and what you dealt with. But I spell the time. The Bible says if you don't work, he said you're not worthy to eat. So I think we have to be understanding that you have to work. And then it's not like you're canceling the service. We just making a little alteration to the service. So anyone that can tune in at 8 in the morning should surely be to tune in at 5 o'clock in the evening. I'm like the songwriter. I find no fault in it.
Yeah, you know, and I like what Brother D just said.
Tuesday and Wednesday
like
at 5. So.
I
Yeah.
I mean, we have to. And Brother Bill knows this. I ain't talking just use them all the time. Rev went on here for a while too. I'm saying this ministry is open. You know, we pray that people come on and come over here, and they have need for prayer. They need maybe counseling. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, all online and offline. You know, this is what the ministry is about. And I know why we started then because it was a lot going on. People were dying and they're dying and dying. We'd never seen this before. You know, but we wanted to bring it to the front line. We did. Now I know a lot of people are not here when it first started, but they don't mean the ministry should stop. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and I know Reverend Henry he gonna do like I am. You know, he gonna put it all to the people. But sometimes your hands are tied. You know, you just can't do it, man. You know. And so the better make it be more feasible for everybody. I ask y'all to keep us in prayer. You know what I'm talking about? He might move it again. You know, but right now. I really believe in prayer, you know. It's best for us to do it. And then I know we'll be more comfortable in the evening with it right now because we get off, you know. Y'all see that? I've been working out. Y'all
hear that? We have to understand that this may not be the final movement.
You know,
just because we're moving to final. This is not final. But here's what I want to say.
In that time, can move, too.
I'm not concerned with the time movement. I just don't want the word to move for me. I can move with the word. As long as the word don't move
for
me. Just don't let the word move me.
And maybe, you know, Reverend and I, we're getting a little older. Maybe 3 years we'd be retired, but right now we're still hitting it, man.
Yes, sir.
I see our brother. You open, brother.
Yeah, Ramela.
Hey, good morning. I hear you guys. I hear you guys talking about the chain. And I just want you to know that you guys have truly been a blessing to me and in my walk and in my relationship with the Lord, getting stronger and stronger each and every day that I listen to you guys. And for me, 8 o'clock, 5 o'clock, midnight, 3 a.m. in the morning. I'm gonna tell you that's how strong I feel about what you guys are bringing. And a couple of weeks ago, I sent out the invitation to over 200 people to say, hey, if you can, join us at 8 o'clock. You will definitely be blessed. And this is not something where you have to sit in front of a computer. You can call in on your phone. You can put your earplug in just
Come
like
on,
if
man.
You can listen to music. You can listen to this right here.
Man.
Right. But sometimes you might have to get over because you get happy in the Lord. I'm just saying. So it's back to you guys. I just thank you and praise the Lord for you. And I can't thank you enough. I really, really can't thank you enough. Thank
you
for allowing
the
Lord to use you. God bless you.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, and we leave our brothers, man. We leave everybody to come on, our sisters, our brothers, you know. I've had somebody hit me on the back line a few things. And I'm telling you, man, we are not getting paid. And watch it. And no one is asking for any kind of money to keep it running, you know what I'm talking about? All we ask is your prayer. Because our reward is already there. We're just walking a little bit right now. I got to get out real, man.
Before you leave me, my brother, before you leave me, I want to remind you of a song I told Reverend Herring about last week. It's an old congregation song we used to sing. It says, punch your ticket now. Payday is coming out the wild. See, we just punching our ticket right now. That's all.
Yes,
punching
our
ticket.
Yes, sir.
Girl says that nobody asking
yes,
for money.
Yes,
all we ask is for a listening ear. And if you listen long enough, if you listen long enough, you might receive something. Punch your ticket now.
Sir.
That's all you
yes,
doing.
Sir.
I'm like the rib that just left. I'm gonna tune in. Whether it be 5 o'clock in the morning, a.m. or p.m. or 10, it doesn't matter. As long as I know the time and the Lord's telling and it blessed me to be able to dial this number, I'm going to tune in. I was talking to Monty this morning. I said to you, I got to go. You know, it's time for God's plan.
God bless
you. She said, boy, you got 2 minutes. You know, you got 2 minutes. I just got to hear the word. You know, and I was praying that a lot of people feel the same. Just got to hear the word.
Yeah.
It just makes things better. I promise you, dude, it will make things better
for you. I've been taught, I'm out of here with this one here. I've been taught, right, understanding beats everything. You know, come on. Once you get something, you understand it, man, everything else don't need to be explained, man. You know, come on. So that's why we try to make it so everybody.
There's a scripture for it all that way. He said, get what?
Get an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say this, brother. I know I'm really tripping. I keep saying this, but I want everybody to know we want prayer. And we want to be, you know, when all the prophets, all the leaders of God, when it got down to it, pray for us, then we have a free course.
That's
the men's out there don't believe like you, pray for us. So we're not just trying to pray and teach the people just to get an amen. We're trying to preach and teach for all mankind to get in. That's what we do. That's what we do, brother. We're trying to preach and teach and be examples for people to know that God is still in the working business. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still setting free.
Yes, he is.
Real pros about the Sabbath. They can argue about the Sabbath all they want to. They can say Saturday. They can say Monday. They can say whatever they is. I'm going to worship Monday through Saturday and Sunday. Watch this.
Because
I know for a child that worship is not always holding your hand up. Worship is always.
Come on now.
Hold up now. It's a form of what? You have to get in there. Somebody used to say it like
that's right.
Skin in the game. You got to get there. It's important getting there. Brother D got, Lord, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the knees.
It's me.
I don't come over here. They've been telling me to hit the one button. I refused it. But Lord, today, I got my heart hurting. I got my mind moving. My back ain't working like it used to. I got some thoughts going in my mind. Lord, just bless me this morning, Lord. I know these brothers believe. I know they can get a prayer, too. That's where we at with it. Now, I'm going to say this, Reverend. I love you guys, man. I got to get on, man, for I really need another job, you know. the devil get mad sometimes.
That guy
man.
Gotta be stopped.
He get mad sometimes, man. He get mad sometimes. We do this in the church, brother D.
Sure,
that church got a pastor, man. You ain't got to be doing it like that, man. That church got a pastor. You ain't got to call nobody in the church, man. God bless you, brother,
amen.
Man. I love you, brother, man. Y'all keep me in prayer, man.
Amen.
Get
back
in the ground.
God bless you.
If I miss anything, y'all text me, man. If I miss anything, y'all let me know.
God bless you.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
I think we get it.
All right, brother. All right, brother.
That's going to be
God bless you.
That's going to be Monday and Thursday. Amen.
Hey, man, thank you, Lord.
I think that'll be a good thing, Reb, myself, you know.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
Reb, I'm so dumbfounded when it comes to God's word. I can honestly sit here and listen to the sermon that's recorded just the words I can in person. I'm going to tune in every day of the week, whether it be a recording or one of my brothers here, record. I'm gonna listen because I just know that we are truly standing. Now my brother just touched on it, but we are truly standing in the need of a blessing.
Yes, sir.
No matter how good life might be or how good we may think we are right now, there's not a day
going by,
not a minute, hour, or second of the day that we are not standing in the need of a blessing.
That's
yes,
good.
We are.
That's it.
I'm going to tune in. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Be, one thing about coming together, we come together. It said in this worship service, and more than a broadcast, God has moved it to be a worship service, because I believe when the saints get together, even if it's in the classroom setting, it's a worship service, because we come, and wherever two or three are gathered in, man, we're gathered in the name of the Lord. And I like this. He inhabits the praise of the people. So when we come together and God comes in and makes a habitation, in other words, he dwells in among us, and the Holy Spirit leads and guides us, and we're led by his Holy Spirit, and we leave and say, did not our hearts burn within, whether he said he can listen, whether it's recorded or whether it's live. And that's when you love the Lord. You don't care. As long as you get it, you can hear it over and over again. But one thing about my God, your God, our God, the same scripture has new mercies. It has new mercies, new power, new things unfold. The mysteries of God are so vast. It unfolds things right before your eyes. We have read the same scripture for years, but my God is so awesome, omnipotent, so powerful that he can take that you thought you knew and shed a little bit more light on it. You don't believe it's living, read it and watch it transform you. Watch it change you. This is a living word. It transforms, it renews, it restores, it lifts, it gives you strength. Hallelujah. Read it, and when you read it, you receive it and watch it activate in your heart. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. We'll pray, and we ask God that he would continue to have his way in our hearts and our lives, and as we go forth, hallelujah. Bless us, hallelujah. Bless us. Continue to pray ye one for another. Hallelujah. Continue to pray that God may have his way. Continue to pray that love may abound. Peace, joy, love, happiness, it may spread and be, let it unite us. Let it comfort us. Let us build us up where we're torn down, and give us strength where we're weak. Hallelujah. This love of God, we thank you. We can't get enough of it. Father God in heaven, Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. We're so thankful of your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for being with us. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. Thank you, Lord, for guidance. Lord, never leave us. Stay with us. We need you, Lord. We need you every minute, every second, every hour. We need you. Bless us even in our obedience to be better sheep. Hallelujah. We are your children, your sheep. We, hallelujah, we cry out. We need you. It is us, Lord. Hallelujah. Standing in the need of a prayer, of this prayer. Come forth and bless us. Heal us. Some need a healing. Some need a healing in their body. Some need a healing in their spirit. Some need their mind to be regulated. Some have trouble on their mind. Touch, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give peace. Give strength. Someone is broken and hearted, but we ask, Lord, hallelujah, that you ease the troubled mind and mend the broken heart. Hallelujah. We know you're able. We've seen you do it over and over and over again. So we just lift our hands and say you thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. In advance, we thank you for what you're going to do. For you're just that good to us. We just tell you, Lord, we love you. Thank you for the message, the messenger, even the changes that you're allowing us to go through, Father God. But hallelujah, as we dismiss, Father God, from this broadcast, but never from thy presence, keep us, hallelujah, until we can safely meet again. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you for it all, Lord God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.